Once you understand that there is always more life, you will learn to use the illusion that there is not enough life in a way that serves you. This will allow the illusion to assist you, rather than hinder you, as you walk your path and make your way back home. You can relax because you know that you have more time, even though the illusion is that your time is running out. You can create with enormous efficiency because you know that you have more life, even though the illusion is that your life is ending. You can find peace and joy, even though the illusion is that there is not enough of whatever it is that you think you need in your life, because you know now that there is enough. There's enough time, there's enough life, and there is enough of the stuff of life to allow you to live in happiness forever. When you allow yourself to experience that there is enough of what you once thought there was not enough of, extraordinary changes occur the way you live your life. When you know that there is enough, you stop competing with others. You stop competing for love, or money, or sex, or power, whatever it is you felt there was not enough of. The competition is over. This alters everything. Now, instead of competing with others to get what you want, you begin to give what you want away. Instead of fighting for more love, you begin giving more love away. Instead of struggling for success, you begin making sure that everyone else is successful. Instead of grasping for power, you begin empowering others. Instead of seeking affection, attention, sexual satisfaction, and emotional security, you find yourself being the source of it. Indeed, everything that you have ever wanted, you are now supplying to others. And the wonder of it all is that as you give, so do you receive. You suddenly have more of whatever you are giving away. The reason for this is clear. It has nothing to do with the fact that what you have done is morally right, or spiritually enlightened, or the will of God. It has to do with the simple truth. There is no one else in the room. There is only one of us. Yet the illusion says this is not so. It says that you are all separate from each other and from me. It says that there is not enough of me. And so, there is something you have to do in order to have enough. It says that you will be carefully watched to make sure that you do it. It says that if you do not do it, you will be condemned. This does not seem a very loving thing to do. And yet, if there's one thing that all of your cultural stories have told you, it is that God is love, supreme love, complete love, unfathomable love. And if God is love, how could condemnation exist? How could God sentence us to everlasting torture beyond description? These are questions that humans began to ask. Clearly, there was a flaw in the seventh illusion. This should have revealed the idea of condemnation as false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right. But again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the seventh illusion that the eighth illusion was created.